This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, September 23rd, and coming up on today's show, I'll update you on how our recently drafted alumni have done this year in minor league baseball, and I'll talk about play ball with a member of USA Baseball's amateur development department. But first, let's see who's leading off. The Major League Baseball regular season is nearly complete, but the minor league season has already finished, and most draft picks this year are finished with their professional debuts. Let's take a look at how some of our alumni have done around the minor leagues, starting with this year's draft picks. Number one overall pick and collegiate national team alumni from 2014, Dansby Swanson played 22 games with the Hillsboro Hops, batting .289 with 19 runs scored. Swanson's 2014 collegiate national team teammate Alex Bregman, the second overall pick, played in 66 games split between the Lancaster Jethawks and the Quad City River Bandits of Single-A, and batted .294 with 13 steals and 37 runs scored. Bregman batted .319 with the Jethawks after playing for the River Bandits for the first month of his professional career. Dylan Tate, another collegiate national team alum, played in 6 games this year in single-A ball for the Texas Rangers affiliate, and he allowed just 3 hits and a run in 9 innings of work. He struck out 8 batters in that process. The Rangers chose to keep his workload light after Tate logged a career-high in innings for this season. Another first-round draft pick on a slow track to start his career off was Carson Fulmer, who pitched 127 innings at Vanderbilt this year. Fulmer threw 23 innings in the White Sox minor league system, allowing just 5 runs and striking out 26 batters. Of the collegiate national team players selected this year, Taylor Ward definitely started off with the hottest bat in the minor leagues. Between rookie ball and single-A, Ward batted .348 in 56 games, knocking in 31 RBIs and scoring 30 runs. The LA Angels are definitely happy with their first-round pick so far in his young career. Moving on to some of the 18U national team selections, Colby Allard had 3 appearances with the Atlanta Braves rookie league team, allowing just 1 hit in his 6 innings of work and striking out 12 batters. His 18U national team and San Clemente High School teammate Lucas Herbert was also on the Braves rookie league team this year at this summer, and in just 3 games of action, he went 2-for-4 with his first professional home run. Ke'Bryan Hayes was selected by the Pittsburgh Pirates back in June and got right to dominating in rookie ball. In 44 games in the Gulf Coast League, Hayes batted .333 with 24 runs scored and 7 steals. He moved up to short A ball for his final 12 games and finished up the season with a .308 average, 20 RBIs, and 32 runs scored. Trenton Clark, another 18U alum selected early, played 55 games in rookie ball to start off his Milwaukee Brewers career. He batted .309 with 39 runs scored and 21 RBIs, impressively accounting for more runs than he had games played. He stole 25 bases and hit 6 triples as well, showing off his speed a little bit. This year's crop of newly drafted players has given teams their promising early results, and there are plenty of other USA Baseball alumni in the minor leagues working their way towards the majors as well. 2015 Pan Am Games alumni Brian Bogusevich has a great year at the plate for AAA Lehigh Valley. He batted .296 with 12 home runs and 24 stolen bases. His teammate Patrick Kivlahan hit 22 homers and 25 doubles for the Tacoma Rainiers. Another 2015 Pan Am Games team alumni, in addition to the 6 other times he was on USA Baseball national teams, Albert Almora raked in August for the Cubs AAA affiliate Tennessee Smokies. He batted .352 in August with 14 doubles, 22 runs scored, and 15 RBIs. It was his best month of the season by far, and at age 21, the Cubs see him as their future in center field. Soon enough, we'll see Almora alongside fellow USA Baseball alum Chris Bryant and Addison Russell in the Cubs lineup. In AA, Gavin Cecchini, son of 18U national team manager Glenn Cecchini and 2011 18U national team alumni, had his best season since getting drafted in 2012. He batted .317 with 26 doubles and 64 runs scored for the Binghamton Mets, and was named to the Eastern League All-Star Team and won 2015 Eastern League Rookie of the Year Award. Coming up next, we'll take a look at part of the USA Baseball organization beyond just national teams and events. You're listening to Our Pastimes Podcast.
P-
Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. With this being the first podcast outside of the summer, where most of USA Baseball's national teams and events take place, I thought it would be fitting to give you all a glimpse at some of the other parts of the organization that go on outside of the national team and events process. Joining me now on our Pastimes podcast to help me do that is the Assistant Director of Amateur Development here at USA Baseball, Lauren Oldham. Lauren helps work with our youth initiatives like Play Ball, among others. So, Lauren, since it's a new endeavor for USA Baseball relatively, how did Play Ball come about?
Right, so Play Ball came about after extensive research was conducted on participation levels in sports around the world, and we looked into how other sports engaged their youth participants and found that there was really a need for a centralized location for educational resources in baseball, so Play Ball was born.
Perfect. Since you've worked so closely with this program and you're also a player as well, is there any aspect of this that sort of stands out to you as something that you wish you had growing up?
I think Play Ball Near You stands out to me the most as something that I wish I really would have had access to growing up. The Play Ball Near You map allows users to search for leagues by their zip code, and pins are shown on the map for each league in their area. And I think that that really would have been beneficial for me because I grew up in a small town, and it would have been nice to know what other leagues were out there. And also the Women in Baseball section of Play Ball stands out to me as well. I grew up playing baseball, but when I turned 12, I transitioned over to softball, and I really would have loved to stay more connected to the game of baseball, and I think this section offers some really unique resources to girls who want to play baseball in high school and even offers information for other opportunities for them to play.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's something every kid needs to know. Where can they play? When can they play? Just how can they get out there and keep the sport going and be active in it? I've actually gotten to help do part of Play Ball in the mobile app, even without me being biased and saying I was a part of helping sort of get it off the ground. It's a pretty great tool to help some of these coaches and players at any age level, really, to just plan practices and be better coaches overall. Can you walk us through some of the things the app really has to offer to these coaches?
Of course. Well, first of all, Play Ball Mobile Coach is a free download from both the Apple and the Android stores, and it offers over 150 drills for coaches to use to build practice plans on the app. Each of the drills has written instructions, diagrams, and even a video to show coaches how the drill should look, and coaches can create custom plans for multiple teams using these drills. Coaches who need a practice plan but don't have time to build one can also use the Play Ball and Expert plans that are already loaded onto the app, and this is a really great tool if a coach is going straight from work to the ball field and they don't have time to create their own custom plan.
Right.
They can just use one of these preloaded plans and they're good to go as soon as they step on the field. The app also has a Pitch Smart feature that allows coaches to keep track of their pitchers' pitch counts and availability based on the Pitch Smart guidelines. Coaches can enter their pitch counts for each pitcher in this feature, and then the app will automatically calculate how many days of rest the player should have before their next outing based on their age. So it's a really cool tool for pitching coaches as well.
Yeah, I mean, the app has everything a coach would need to plan a practice, to be a part of the game, and use those Pitch Smart guidelines. So it really is a great tool, and I'm not just saying that because USA Baseball was a part of it. You can also go to playball.org if you need to find any more information about all of this. And there's a lot of different things that Play Ball does out in the world, including this past weekend, you got to go to the Worldwide Day of Play sponsored by Nickelodeon, and you were there for all the festivities. So what was that experience like?
So we had the privilege of working with Major League Baseball for Nickelodeon's Worldwide Day of Play, and it was such a cool experience. There were kids everywhere. There were so many kids. It was great to see them all being active, though, on a Saturday, and it was beautiful weather. The event in and of itself was super high energy, and like I said, the turnout was just phenomenal. We had a pretty large area to do baseball-related activities with the kids, so we had a pitching station, a wiffle ball home run derby station, and then a station for younger kids to play fun at bat with us. And Fun at Bat is a modified baseball game for younger kids that really focuses on character development and enrichment through baseball activities. So we ran the Fun at Bat station with our mascot Freedom, which was a hit. And we really basically helped to introduce young kids at the event to baseball in a really positive environment. You know, we were cheering them on, we were helping them out. And after each kid participated, they got a bat and a book to take home and read with their parents, and they really seemed to like that.
That's awesome. That's just another awesome thing about this program. It's getting kids involved at a younger age, not really intense baseball activity. Like you said, the fun at bat, it's modified, so it's easier for them to play. It is a new program, play ball. It just started this past year, and it's still growing. There's room to grow and change. So what's really the next step for play ball?
Right. So like you said, play ball is a living program, which means it'll constantly be changed and updated. New resources are actually added to the site periodically. We recently added a recruiting section, and then the women in baseball section is a pretty new section as well. But in the next month, PlayBall will launch an online education platform with four initial courses, and the courses will focus on coaches, parents, umpires, and then the PitchSmart program, a good informational course about that. Each of the courses will be free to all users, so everyone should be sure to check them out.
Nice. So no matter what part of the game you're in, whether you're a coach, player, parent, umpire, PlayBall's got something for you. It's a pretty cool resource, playball.org or the mobile coach app in the App Store. It was a cool experience for me to be a small part of the process helping start, and I'm excited to see where this goes and where you and the rest of the development department take it. So, Lauren, thanks for taking the time today to be with us.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back in a minute to close out today's show. There's only one way to get exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. And that'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. For today's guest, Lauren Oldham, I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.